Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1166, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokon, and in the writing, it's Shir number 318, 318. Now, we spoke about previously the Halachas of a porch, a balcony, going from in the house to outside the house, on a porch or balcony. And we said, so just real quickly to Chazar over, if it's closed, no problem. Closed is just like it has a roof and everything. It's just like any other room in the house. If it's open, so then we said it was a machlokes. If it's open, it would be a machlokes, and one should be careful. If there's a pshas adchak, a pressing need, one could rely on the matirim, in that case for various different reasons. We're not going to go through the whole thing again, but lemaisa, if it's a regular open porch, so then it was a machlokes, one should be careful when eating shahakal ho eitz o adama, not to go outside, unless it's a real pshas adchak. And I just do want to mention, if you could see it from inside, it is a little bit easier. There's a little bit more to rely on, right? So, but as much as possible, one should be careful because of the machlokes. Again, if it's open, if it's closed, it's fine. Now, what about the fact that if one has a porch or a balcony which is partially enclosed and partially open? In other words, I'm eating outside, right? Lamashal, I'm eating my potato chip bag. I'm drinking my coffee outside, and my porch is it's one porch. It's all my porch. It's all one big porch. Some of it is partially open, some of it is partially closed. So how do we work that? So is there a problem if I move around in the porch itself? Right? I have a large porch, or sometimes people even have a porch or a balcony very large and it turns in the house, not around the house. In other words, they have, let's say, for example, on the second floor, I've seen this a lot, you have this a lot where I live, but you have like a house, and on the second floor, third floor, whatever, there's a big porch starting from the front of the house, right, and it goes, and then it turns towards the side of the house, so it's really all one porch, and part of it might be open, part of it might be closed. Now, but it's, you know, it's, I can't even see from one end of the porch to the other. In other words, I can't see when I'm sitting in the front of the porch, in the front of the house, right, I can't see the other side that's on the side of the house because it turns, you know, along the side of the house. Whether it's, you know, closed or not closed, but that's not the issue over here. But the question is there a problem if I start drinking my coffee on one end of the porch, right in front of the house, and then I want to go on the other side of the porch, in the alleyway, you know, staying on the porch itself because it's nice and shady or whatever. Is there a problem with that? So the answer is no. As long as it's all one porch, if one has a porch or a balcony which is partially enclosed or partially open, or if it's all open, whatever the case is, there would not be any issue of Shina and Makim over there. When one goes from one part of the balcony, to the other part, whether it's enclosed or not enclosed, as long as it's all one balcony, all one porch, even though the fact, like we said, one might be, going from one end of the house to the other. I mean, from the front of the house to the side of the house or back or whatever the case is, but they stay on the porch itself. So therefore, if one is eating or drinking an item, whatever it might be, the potato chips or the shahakal or whatever the case is, whereby the bracha, it's either shahakal or eitz or adama, right? And one would like to move from one part of the balcony or porch to the other. So then even though the part that they started eating or drinking in is totally enclosed, even with a roof, right? And then again, a change to the other part of the porch that's totally open. So you'll say, well, one is yeah, one is not. One is a machlokes, one is perfectly fine. Could I? Can I? No. So there will be no problem. No new bracha would be needed, and that is perfectly fine. Now, we have to understand, as long as one did not go in the house. This is all when one is just on the porch itself, transferring themselves from one part of the porch to the other. The same would apply vice versa, right? If they go back the location from one end of the porch to the other. Now, but what we do want to keep in mind, all this is as long as it's the same porch and the same balcony. Just that part of it is enclosed, a part is open, or it's all open, whatever. But if one is going to move from one person's porch to another, that could be already problematic, depending what, when, and where. But if you're going from one porch, sometimes there's a way of getting from one person's porch to another. That's already could be a different story. We are not getting into that right now. What we're talking about, plain and simple, because of the fact it could be, it depends what, when, and where. Sometimes it's right next to it. Sometimes you have to walk through a gate. Sometimes whatever. Sometimes you can't even see it, whatever the case is. But assuming that the porch is all one, right, it's just partially covered, partially not, or partially in front of the house, partially on the side of the house, right, but it's all your porch, it's all my porch, so then moving from one side of the porch to the other would not be a problem, and no new bracha will be needed in conjunction with our halachas of Shina Makim. Thank you for listening. Aslach Maracha Kol Tuv.